Tornado table of contents. Most tornadoes are just a few dozen yards wide and touch down only briefly, but highly destructive tornadoes may carve out a path over a mile wide and several miles long. The destruction caused by tornadoes may range from light to inconceivable depending on the intensity, size, and duration of the storm. Typically, tornadoes cause the greatest damages to structures of light construction, such as residential homes, and are quite localized in impact. The United States has the highest incidence rate of tornadoes worldwide, with more than 1,000 occurring every year. Peak months of tornado activity for Kentucky and south-central Indiana are usually April, May, and June. However, tornadoes have occurred in every month and at all times of the day or night. Background plus extent. Tornado classification. Fujita-Pearson scale. The Fujita-Pearson scale for tornadoes was introduced in 1971 by Ted Fujita and Alan Pearson. The scale was applied retroactively to tornado reports from 1950 on for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Tornado Database for the United States and for significant tornado events dating back to 1880. The devised scale was based on six categories and converts the degree and type of damage caused by a tornado into an estimation of the wind speeds inside the funnel. F0. Gale tornado 40 to 72 miles per hour. Some damage to chimneys, breaks branches off trees, pushes over shallow rooted trees, damages to sign boards. F1. Moderate tornado 73 to 112 miles per hour. Some damage to chimneys, breaks branches off trees, pushes over shallow rooted trees, damages to sign boards. F2. Significant tornado 113 to 157 miles per hour. Considerable damage, roofs torn off frame houses, mobile homes demolished, boxcars pushed over, large trees snapped or uprooted, light object missiles generated. F3. Severe tornado 158 to 206 miles per hour. Roof and some walls torn off well-constructed houses, trains overturned, most trees in forest uprooted. F4. Devastating tornado 207 to 260 miles per hour. Well-constructed houses leveled, structures with weak foundations blown off some distance, cars thrown and large missiles generated. F5. Incredible tornado 261 to 318 miles per hour. Strong frame houses lifted off foundations and carried considerable distances to disintegrate. Automobile-sized missiles fly through the air in excess of 100 meters. Trees debarked. Steel-reinforced concrete structures badly damaged. F6. Inconceivable tornado. These winds are very unlikely. The small area of damage they might produce would probably not be recognizable along with the mess produced by F4 and F5 wind that would surround the F6 winds. Missiles, such as cars and refrigerators, would do serious secondary damage that could not be directly identified as F6 damage. If this level is ever achieved, evidence for it might only be found in some manner of ground swirl pattern, for it may never be identifiable through engineering studies. Enhanced Fujita scale. In an effort to address the deficiencies in the Fujita scale, the National Weather Service developed the Enhanced Fujita scale and it was implemented on February 1, 2007. The Enhanced Fujita scale is a set of wind estimates, not measurements, based on damage. The Enhanced scale takes into account quality of construction and standardizes different kinds of structures. Past events plus location plus extent. Between 2000 and 2020, the KIPDA region received 11 FEMA disaster declarations that included tornadoes. Dr. 1310KY, Kentucky tornadoes, severe storms, torrential rains and flash flooding. January 2000, Dr. 1471KY, Kentucky severe storms, flooding, mud and rockslides, and tornadoes. May 2003, Dr. 1523KY, Kentucky severe storms, tornadoes, flooding, and mudslides. May, June 2004, Dr. 1746KY. Kentucky severe storms, tornadoes, straight-line winds, and flooding. February 2008, Dr. 1757KY. Kentucky severe storms, tornadoes, flooding, mudslides, and landslides. April 2008, DR1912KY. Kentucky severe storms, flooding, mudslides, and tornadoes. May 2010, DR1925KY. Kentucky severe storms, flooding, mudslides, and tornadoes. May to June 2010. DR1976KY, Kentucky severe storms, tornadoes, and flooding. May 2011, DR4057KY. Kentucky severe storms, tornadoes, straight-line winds, and flooding. February, March 2012, DR4217KY. Kentucky severe storms, tornadoes, flooding, landslides, and mudslides. April 2015, DR4239KY. Kentucky severe storms, tornadoes, straight-line winds, flooding, landslides, and mudslides, June 2015. The map and table below cover tornadoes that happen in the region between 1950 to 2020. While not each of these events received a FEMA declaration, each qualified as a tornado. Tornado details were obtained from Mississippi State's Mid-South Tornado Database, which sources past tornado events from the National Weather Service. 1. View data here, historical occurrences. To gain a better understanding of the magnitude of tornado impacts on the KPDA region, information regarding significant tornado events in the area follows. March 27, 1890, a tornado, Category F3, passed through Shelby and Henry counties. The tornado had a width of 150 yards and length of 5 miles. The tornado moved northeast from 4 miles south of Eminence, passing 1 mile north of Pleasureville. 4 from houses were destroyed, with 3 family members losing their lives in one of them. 10 others were injured. April 1, 1974, a Category F3 tornado with a width of 300 yards and length of 3 miles touched down in Henry County, leaving approximately 100 of the 500 residents of Campbellsburg homeless. 19 homes and 23 businesses were destroyed or damaged. 20 people were injured and 1 lost their life. May 28, 1996, a Category F4 tornado began in the Jefferson Memorial Forest in southern Jefferson County before strengthening and moving southeast across Bullitt County. The tornado caused a remarkable amount of damage while passing through Brooks, Hillview, and Mount Washington, totaling over $100 million in damages. February 6, 2005, a Category EF2 tornado with a width of 250 yards and length of 7 miles passed through Shelby County, with the majority of the damage concentrated in the flood road area. A large well-built barn was destroyed after the structure was thrown approximately 50 yards. An 18,000-pound trailer was moved 4 feet and turned over, while another barn was destroyed with every shingle blown off a well-constructed roof. Several other homes suffered some degree of room damage, while about 40 large hardwood trees were uprooted along the tornado's path. Probability occurrence. Between 1950 and 2020, 71 years, the KPDA region experienced 63 tornadoes. Bullitt County, 10 tornadoes, 71 years equals 14% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Henry County, 14 tornadoes, 71 years equals 20% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Oldham County, 9 tornadoes, 71 years equals 13% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Shelby County, 16 tornadoes, 71 years equals 23% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Spencer County, 7 tornadoes, 71 years equals 10% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Trimble County, 11 tornadoes, 71 years equals 15% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Wind zone. The KPDA region exists in the highest wind zone in the United States, Zone IV, which translates to a threat of winds up to 250 miles per hour during a severe storm. This is the highest classification of wind zones and signifies the greatest tornado threat. The KIDPA region experiences the highest threat level for tornadoes during the spring months of April, May, and June. Climate change. The connection between climate change and tornadoes is uncertain. Overall probability. Overall, the KPDA HEMP ranks the probability of a tornado event for the region as high, because of the frequency of past events and its wind zone classification. Impact plus vulnerability. Tornadoes can be incredibly devastating to a community and can cause significant property damage and lead to injuries and loss of life. Property data. The dashboard below shows property damage claims in the Kipda region between 2010 and 2020. Kipda obtained this anonymized data from Verisk's Exactware program, which runs Exact Analysis. Exact Analysis is the largest full-cycle claims management software and reporting tool in the property insurance industry. Please note that while tornadoes in the region show losses for each year, this does not mean that an official tornado occurred. These claims could be attributed to incredibly high winds that insurance companies label tornadoes. View data here. Because this data has never been used for hazard mitigation planning before, Kipda's GIS analyst conducted extensive cleaning. To learn more about this process, click the data cleaning toggle below. Data cleaning. Claims data cleanup actions taken. Sort ascending by value. Delete all zero and negative values in gross estimate amount column. 10,924 rows had zero for the amount 22.5% of total data. Many suspect values remain, $1, etc. Basically anything less than a deductible, typically $500 or $1,000, is suspicious to me and seems like that can't be accurate. Another 3,320 have values under $500 and 6,110 less than $1,000. Look at numeric, type of loss, able to ID that 104 wind and 150 water. Need other numeric codes to ID type of hazard and make those rows useful. Deleted all other numeric values, 26 rows, for now, can restore from clean dataset later if desired. Assumed GL69 equals general liability. Deleted, type of loss, 111 theft, 1, all other peril not enumerated, all other perils, all other physical damage, AOPD, APLWTRAPL, assumed this is appliance? 276, because doesn't help our purposes if not associated with a natural hazard, backup of sewer or drain, sump pump, faulty drain, 10. Skip to cause of loss column because those details may be more helpful at initial elimination of non-weather related claims, deleted. Pipe burst, 1, accidental breakage by insured, 1, all other, fire, because no wildfires that year, animals, insects, 1, appliance, 12, auto driven by non-resident, 1, backup sewer drain, bathroom sink clogged, bathtub related, broken pipe, 131, theft, burglary, 11, candle, 6, car ran through and destroyed, impact by vehicle, 1. Cigarette smoking. 2. Fire sub loss. No wildfires in 2017. 1. Water damage toilet malfun. 1. Call. Water sub loss. Escape from AP, sounds like appliance. 1. Contamination, pollution. 1. Doesn't specify source, so unsure if natural hazard related. Cooking, fire. 35. Damage from vehicle. Insured owned. 1. Damage to dwelling. Vandalism. 5. Damage to bathroom flooring. 1. Damages to claimant vehicle. Corporal. 1. Defective appliances. 6. Drain BCK. Drain backup. 4. Dryer. Fire. 1. Electric baseboard heater. 1. Electrical fire. 8. Equipment. Water. 5. Falling objects. 1. Unspecified source. Faulty drain. 3. Faulty wiring. 20. Fire, 20, verified date, location didn't match wildfire data. Fire all other, fireplace, grease fire. 3, fire caused by appliance. 5, fire electrical. 1, fire external source. 1, fire total. 1. Fireplace, solid fuel, chimney, 21, fire erupted from brush hazard. 4, verified does not coincide with wildfire dates, FNL. Frozen pipe entries left, but should we try to determine if they were during periods of extreme cold? Same with ice dam. Left, WTRFLD and WTRFRZ, on assumption those are flood and freeze related. Left, WTRROF, assuming that was a leak from the roof and those are usually related to a hazard, hail, etc. Left, rain damage, and roof leak, water claims for now. Left, weather related. even though they said drain backup. Left entries related to weight of ice and snow. Tons of hail entries, tons of wind. Continue, type of loss, because all remaining, cause of loss, are blanked. Delete, asterisk extended, 99, 150 water, deleted due to no info about weather related to weather. 11, backup of sewer or drain, 2, board up, 2, breakage, 1, burglary, theft, 3, collapse, 19, collision, 18, damage by vehicle, 8, drain BCK, 197, dwelling, 2, ext_WDR, 1, falling object, no idea what kind or why. 21, fire, checked against wild and fire date, location before deleting, 872, fire or removal. 3, general liability, GL69, 6, glass breakage. 4, hurricane. 4, checked against hurricane records and left ones that coincided with dates storms reached KY. Insured travel trailer, 1. Liability, 8, mischief, 2, mold, fungi. 5, motor vehicles. 1, mysterious disappearance. 38, other, 535, kept weather related. Plumbing, 17, power surge. 1, product liability claim. 3, property damage. All others, water. 8, renovation. 1, sewage, sewer, backup. 63, smoke, damage. 39, tarping. 1, theft, other than, from auto, ONP, 620. Unknown, LCI, 234, vandalism, mischief, 140, vehicle, 171, water, damage, appliance related, non-weather. 3761. Too many records to look up flood, severe cold events and compare date, location for possibly flood, cold related, left weather related and freezing records. Water non-weather, 114, water plumb, bing, 10, kept water weather, flood, water, plumbing, 18, water appliance, 15, water other, 70. Water overflow, 10, water plumbing, 42. Weather related, no, 3. WTRAPL, 1. Withroth, 1. WTR sum, 1. 27,000 of 48,541 original records remain after cleanup. Mobile homes. Residents of mobile homes are particularly vulnerable to tornado events because mobile homes lack a foundation and use weak building materials. KIPDA used 2019 AXE data to create a map that displays mobile home density by census tract. The percent of mobile homes by census tract ranges from 0% in census tract 307.02 in Oldham County to 31.2% in census tract 1001 in Trimble County. To view specific data on the number and percent of housing units that are mobile homes, click on a census tract. Social environment. Because of limited warning time, strong tornadoes are prone to cause injury and death, especially in highly populated areas. Individuals in mobile homes are particularly vulnerable to tornadoes because these homes lack a foundation and use weak building materials. Built environment. Tornadoes have the capacity to damage and potentially destroy everything in their path. Therefore, they can cause severe property damage and loss. Tornadoes can also damage, destroy power and communications lines and cut off individuals' access to power and/or cell service for weeks or more. Natural environment. Tornadoes can uproot trees and other debris, which can damage the environment. Data limitations. Tornadoes are evaluated at the county level because they are non-spatial hazards and recorded at the county level. Hazard vulnerability summary analysis. The KIPDA region experiences high vulnerability to tornadoes due to its location in wind zone IV, past events, and injuries, deaths from past events. While no jurisdiction is more likely to experience a tornado than another, areas that contain a denser population and thus have a higher building stock are more likely to experience a costly, devastating event. Bullitt County. Bullitt County has around $47,000 in property damage claims due to tornadoes annually. It should be noted that tornadoes are not as frequent as severe storms or other types of hazards and do not cause substantial losses every year. However, their impact can be quite severe. Bullitt County has experienced 10 tornadoes, 71 years equals 14% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Since 1951, tornadoes that touched down in Bullitt County have caused 24 injuries. 14 injuries happened during tornadoes that only touched down in Bullitt County, while 10 injuries happened during tornadoes that touched multiple counties including Bullitt. Bullitt County contains two census tracts wherein at least 25% of all housing units are mobile homes. Because of these factors, Bullitt County experiences high vulnerability to tornadoes. Because each of its cities contain clusters of building stock and greater population density, it can be assumed that Bullitt County's cities experience high vulnerability to tornadoes as well. Henry County. Henry County has around 8,000 in property damage claims due to tornadoes annually. It should be noted that tornadoes are not as frequent as severe storms or other types of hazards and do not cause substantial losses every year. However, their impact can be quite severe. Henry County has experienced 10 tornadoes, 71 years equals 14% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Since 1951, tornadoes that touched down in Henry County have caused one death and 46 injuries. It should be noted that 41 injuries happened during tornadoes that only touched down in Henry County, while 5 injuries happened during tornadoes that touched multiple counties including Henry. Henry County contains 3 census tracts wherein at least 15% of all housing units are mobile homes. Because of these factors, Henry County experiences high vulnerability to tornadoes. Because each of its cities contain clusters of building stock and greater population density, it can be assumed that Henry County's cities experience high vulnerability to tornadoes as well. Oldham County. Oldham County has around 50,000 in property damage claims due to tornadoes annually. It should be noted that tornadoes are not as frequent as severe storms or other types of hazards and do not cause substantial losses every year. However, their impact can be quite severe. Oldham County has experienced 9 tornadoes, 71 years equals 13% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Since 1951, tornadoes that touched down in Oldham County have caused 231 injuries. It should be noted that 0 injuries happened during tornadoes that only touched down in Oldham County, while 231 injuries happened during tornadoes that touched multiple counties including Oldham. Less than 2% of all housing units are mobile homes in the majority of Oldham County's census tracts. However, around 14% of all housing units in Oldham County's census tract 303.01 are mobile homes. Because of these factors, Oldham County experiences high vulnerability to tornadoes. Because each of its cities contain clusters of building stock and greater population density, it can be assumed that Oldham County's cities experience high vulnerability to tornadoes as well. Shelby County. Shelby County has around 19,000 in property damage claims due to tornadoes annually. It should be noted that tornadoes are not as frequent as severe storms or other types of hazards and do not cause substantial losses every year. However, their impact can be quite severe. Shelby County has experienced 16 tornadoes, 71 years equals 23% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Since 1951, tornadoes that touched down in Shelby have caused 9 injuries. It should be noted that 8 injuries exclusively happened in Shelby County, and 1 injury occurred during a tornado that covered Jefferson, Oldham, and Shelby. Less than 9% of all housing units are mobile homes in all of Shelby County's census tracts. However, around 10% of all housing units in Shelby County's census tract 404.01 are mobile homes. Because of these factors, Shelby County experiences high vulnerability to tornadoes. Because each of its cities contain clusters of building stock and greater population density, it can be assumed that Shelby County's cities experience high vulnerability to tornadoes as well. Spencer County. Spencer County has around 6,000 in property damage claims due to tornadoes annually. It should be noted that tornadoes are not as frequent as severe storms or other types of hazards and do not cause substantial losses every year. However, their impact can be quite severe. Spencer County has experienced 7 tornadoes, 71 years equals 10% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Chance of a tornado happening in a given year. Since 1951, Tornadoes that touched down in Spencer County have caused 92 injuries. It should be noted that one injury happened during a tornado that only touched down in Spencer County, while 91 injuries happened during tornadoes that touched multiple counties including Spencer. Spencer County contains two census tracts wherein at least 12% of all housing units are mobile homes. Because of these factors, Spencer County experiences high vulnerability to tornadoes. Because each of its cities contain clusters of building stock and greater population density, it can be assumed that Spencer County's cities experience high vulnerability to tornadoes as well. Trimble County. Trimble County has around 18,000 in property damage claims due to tornadoes annually. It should be noted that tornadoes are not as frequent as severe storms or other types of hazards and do not cause substantial losses every year. However, their impact can be quite severe. Trimble County has experienced 11 tornadoes, 71 years equals 15% chance of a tornado happening in a given year. In 2012, a tornado that touched down in Clark, Scott, and Washington counties in Indiana and Trimble County in Kentucky resulted in 11 deaths. Since 1951, tornadoes that touched down in Trimble County have caused 6 injuries. It should be noted that one injury happened during a tornado that only touched down in Trimble County, while 5 injuries happened during tornadoes that touched multiple counties including Trimble. Greater than 25% of all housing units are mobile homes in Trimble County's only 2 census tracts. Because of these factors, Trimble County experiences high vulnerability to tornadoes. Because each of its cities contain clusters of building stock and greater population density, it can be assumed that Trimble County's cities experience high vulnerability to tornadoes as well. References. 1. Mississippi State, 2021. Mid-South Tornadoes, Dataset. Retrieved from https://midsouthtornadoes.msstate.edu/index.php? CW = LMK